those were rough days, and we were trying to save everything we could.
Okay, the room that we're sitting in right now, what do you call this room?
Well, this is a customary den, or what we've come to call a den, you know.
Okay.
This was a bedroom for us at one time.
Would you have called this a den, or would your parents have called it a den?
I don't know what we would have called this. You see, when I was growing up, the family bedroom may have been your sitting room. Usually the parlor was the guest bedroom, and then your sitting room might be anywhere. I'm trying to think how many homes I could think of that had what we would call a parlor, which would have been without bed accommodations. But the old home place that we considered the guest bedroom, the parlor. But when neighbors and friends came to see us, we usually would sit in Mama's and Papa's bedroom. Which, of course, a great big room, 18 by 18, high ceilings, and that sort of thing.
Whenever you'd have a great many relatives visit you on an older place like that, you didn't have enough beds or rooms or couches for everybody to sleep on, did you ever lay something on the floor for them?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you call that?
Well, we call it a pallet, usually. Of course, there were trundle beds, too. We never had one, but it wasn't uncommon. Just roll them under the bed. And then you might just put a mattress down on the floor. And in the summertime, you just maybe give a youngster a pillow and a sheet or something over the floor, and that was it. But I also have vivid memories still of going to visit cousins. And when we were small, we'd sleep feet to feet, and I guess I've slept with as many as four in a bed.
That's quite a few.
Two at the head, and two at the feet.
Yeah.
At the foot of the bed, and then you'd have two with the heads at the footboard and two at the headboard.
That's quite a few. All right, now we got the den here and the kitchen here. Is the sun porch beyond the kitchen?
Yeah.
That's over here?
Yeah.
Does it take up the whole side with the dining room, too?
Yeah, the dining room wall is the wall also for the sun porch.
Okay.
Now, you'll have to keep in mind that that's an offset.
Right.
That wall, let's see.
This is just a basic sketch. Anyway, I'm thinking of something like this.
Well, wait a minute. I think I can show it better here, and then you decide how you want it.
Okay. Yeah. Or if you want to just sketch it here yourself.
Well,
that's all right.
See, here's your south wall, and that comes all the way across. Now, come in.
That's okay.
Hey, David, how you doing?
That's my brother.
Good to see you. David,
that's
hey,
Fred.
How are you?
Here. Oh, it started sprinkling. I thought I'd better.
Oh, thank you, Tommy. Well, you got a lot of.
Got a lot of.
What?
Head.
You want another more?
We might get one if it doesn't start raining. It's sprinkling now, but I don't think it'll rain much.
Well, take a long hour more if you want to, Tommy. Wind it up.
It sure helps.
Y'all have a seat if I miss you getting ready to leave.
We better get on out there.
All right. You can just go ahead and there's nothing in the truck. Tommy?
Yes.
Are those peaches and the apples all and the corn all out?
Alice's apples are still in there and the squash is in there.